Hello and welcome to We're Watching What? I'm your host Dana, or the DHK as I'm known, and two things up for review this week. First up, there's a new film about the opioid crisis, and that's Pain Hustlers with Emily Blunt and Chris Evans. And then there is a documentary nature series out on Netflix called Life on Our Planet. This week, I've got a new film called Pain Hustlers. It's out on Netflix, and it stars Emily Blunt and Chris Evans as two people at a pharmaceutical company who are basically sales reps trying to sell a drug to help cancer patients manage their pain. That drug is basically fentanyl. Now, this is not a topic I know a ton about. I actually weirdly do know a fair amount about how pharmaceutical reps dealt with doctors. But so there were little bits of this movie that I was like, oh, I do understand the regulation that you're talking about here. But in terms of the subject matter, you know, this is a movie that is not a fun subject. You know, drug addiction is not a particularly fun thing. It's also trying to be this sort of look at the pharmaceutical industry in a way that feels like it wants to be a sort of Wolf of Wall Street and peel back the curtain and show all the you know, tawdry things that happen in order to make this business work. But it doesn't go as far, and it isn't as wild as Wolf of Wall Street. And then it also is supposed to be this sort of like heartwarming tale of Emily Blunt's character, who's just a single mom trying to make it work. She has a teenage daughter played by Chloe Coleman, and her teenage daughter, you know, has a neurological issue and she has seizures. And so Emily Blunt needs to pay for her surgery. It's got all of these elements like swirling about, but at the same time, I don't think it commits enough to any particular direction in order for it to be a super compelling film. Now, I will caveat that when I see a Netflix film of the week come out, or now we're at this point of like every 2 weeks, I get a little to a lot scared, because when they started rolling out, and if you see, you know, a name like, oh, Chris Evans and Emily Blunt are in this on a Netflix film, in the beginning, you'd be like, excited. I remember it was like Chris Hemsworth or the Russo brothers or, you know, Anthony Mackie. All these folks were jumping to Netflix for these big original films. And the beginning was also the pandemic. And so, you know, a movie would come out a week and you'd be like, yay, oh my God, thank God, new content. And then you'd watch it and it'd be like, I don't remember any of this. Or this is bad. You know, I don't remember it is probably the best case scenario with a lot of these. This is bad more often than not was the case. There are a couple standouts that I, you know, The Old Guard, I think, is one that stands out to me. But anyway, I'm digressing. So I went into this with really low expectations. It was, you know, decent to see some of the curtain peeled back on the sketchy or gray area practices of the pharmaceutical companies. But at the same time, I think this film lacks, you know, a stronger direction. It's from David Yates, who is probably best known as the Harry Potter director. Like, he directed I don't know if he wants to be known for this, but he directed the Fantastic Beasts films, the last few of the movies. So he's a pretty decent director. It also has a good cast. In addition to Emily Blunt and Chris Evans, you've got Andy Garcia as this doctor slash investor who creates the patent for the delivery of the drug that is basically fentanyl. Catherine O'Hara plays Emily Blunt's mother. Jay Duplass and Brian D'Arcy James are in it. You know, there are lots of good pieces here. It's not a great film. It's not a terrible film, which is saying a lot more than, unfortunately, a lot of these sort of original films that come out. But it's still, you know, again, I think it really wanted to be Wolf of Wall Street, but with like a mama wolf, you know, where it's like a human angle. And Emily Blunt's character keeps coming back to this idea that, you know, I don't know if she's trying to convince herself and therefore the audience that she's trying to do good. And this is for the cancer patients who they're prescribing this stuff to. And all the other stuff is auxiliary. But, you know, she kind of knows what she's doing here. And I have to know, Emily Blunt, I actually like her as an actress. She's fine. She's good in this. It's funny because she's doing an American accent. Chris Evans is doing a Boston accent. And I believe he is from Boston, and his accent sounds much more fake than hers does, which is very bizarre. But, you know, again, I could see a world in which if this had gone and cranked itself up to an 11, this could have been actually a really thrilling, you know, expose on the big pharma and the fentanyl and opioid addictions. But because it's tame and tempered, I don't think it's going to leave a particularly lasting impression, but at least, like, it's palatable enough as you're watching it. So overall, I'm going to give it a 2.7 out of 5. The other thing I have this week is called Life on Our Planet, not to be confused with A Life on Our Planet. Life on Our Planet is a new, I don't think you can call it a docu-series because a lot of it is CG, but it's a sort of natural history documentary meets CG recreation of the history of life on our planet. I am a huge fan of this type of thing. You know, basically it's a David Attenborough series without David Attenborough involved, which and the reason I say it can't be A Life on Our Planet is because that's a David Attenborough thing. But, you know, it's an 8-part series. It's also out on Netflix. Morgan Freeman is the narrator. which is fine. You know, it's Morgan Freeman. Like, he's not as good. You know what you're getting into. There are some parts of it that are horrifying in a good way. They definitely have some, like, actual current documentary stuff, which I really enjoyed. You know, I don't love seeing insects that close up. And then there's a lot of these, like, recreations of, you know, T-Rexes and Triceratops. And, like, here are things. But then there are also bugs that I don't need to see that, but I'm sure somebody out there is really excited by it. Anyway, just giving it a quick shout out because I do love when a new one of this type of thing comes out. All the episodes are out streaming now on Netflix. That has been it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, we would love it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a review, or even consider subscribing.